do interventions, if anyone is ever interested in that aspect of getting someone that they love into treatment. So why does a person need treatment? That just not stop on their own? Don't they care for their family or their work or their community? I mean, aren't they interested in their health? Don't they want to do things that they used to enjoy, like hobbies and fun? Is medical, especially if it's a drug. But you can go to rehab for addiction to porn. You can go to eating disorder treatment program. You can go to a gambling treatment program. Generally speaking, if you're addicted to drugs and alcohol, you have to get a medical detox. Trying to detox on your own can be dangerous and even life-threatening. So you must go and get a medical detox. Go to your hospital, your local hospital. Or look for a treatment, a longer-term treatment program that offers medical detox. Extremely important. Then, for the most part, people go to rehab. So you start with detox, then you go to rehab. Rehab helps you start thinking differently, provides education. Gets you set up with support systems, begins to help you eat better, restore balance to your body, add things like healthy exercise, meditation, there are treatment options. Now, some people need medication, such as an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medication. Oftentimes, it's an antidepressant, which may last for a year or longer, or for a lifetime, depending upon each individual person's situation. There are treatment options. That means some treatment programs are inpatient. Some are intensive outpatient. Some people, they go to detox and they go to a 12-step program, like Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous. Talking about addiction, sharing your feelings with a counselor is really important. People who only go to AA, it's only about 10% of the population who are in recovery go to AA. Only 10%. And out of those 10%, only about 10% stay in AA and recover. Now, when you combine AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, and therapy with a counselor, the chances of staying in AA and staying sober go up to about 67%. So going to a support group and getting therapy to learn coping skills, to learn how to change your behavior, to learn how to be uncomfortable is huge. Well, I realize that I'm at the end of my show. I could talk about this topic a lot. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can go on the web at www.alterolcounselor.net. Follow me on chat, Facebook under Counselor's Chat. And I do hope that you have a good week and that you've learned something about addiction, that it really is a disease. This is Ruth Altamirabal, your host for Counselor's Chat. When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health.